Culture 11. Exercise 2. Page 96.
The changing face of the Australian Open. The biggest of its kind. Of the four international tennis tournaments which make up the Grand Slam, it is the Australian Open that draws the largest crowd. In 2020, before the COVID-19 pandemic hit the country, attendance was over 812,000 across the 14 days of the competition, which is held in January in Melbourne every year. Tournament origins. The forerunner of the Australian Open, the Australasian Championship, first took place in 1905, again in Melbourne. This competition was hosted by six other cities over the next 67 years until Melbourne was confirmed as the permanent host. Originally, Australian tournaments weren't frequented by international players due to the fact that the journey was too time-consuming, taking up to 45 days from Europe. With the advent of popular air travel, however, Australia took its place among the major world championships. A new home. The Kooyong Lawn Tennis Club hosted the Australian Open from its inception in 1972 until 1987, at which point it was decided that a larger venue was required. The tournament moved to Melbourne Park in 1988, and attendance skyrocketed to 266,436 people, an increase of 90% on the previous year's figures. Main events. The usual tennis competitions take place at the Australian Open, with players competing in men's and women's singles and doubles and mixed doubles. In addition, there are junior matches for players aged 13 to 19 and wheelchair tennis. The competition is committed to hashtag Open for All, an initiative which celebrates equality at the Australian Open for people of different genders and races and with different physical abilities. A financial success. The Australian Open generates around 1,775 jobs. And in 2020, the tournament contributed $387.7 million to the economy of Victoria. Much of this wealth comes from hotel stays and food and drinks purchases. At the event itself, 12,000 pizzas were served by one outlet, 6,500 burgers by another, and more than 9,000 chicken souvlaki. Adapting in difficult times. The Australian Open has experienced exponential growth over the years, but figures took a massive dive in 2021. It wasn't that people didn't want to attend, but spectator numbers were capped at 30,000 a day for the first week and 25,000 for the second due to the pandemic. Nevertheless, these precautions were thought necessary and even praised. International tennis champion Rafael Nadal said, "It has been a very hard year for all the world in general. We are still in a very tough situation, but I think Australia is an amazing example of how to control things in the right way."